Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
So what I'm expected to do is to give this report to Mr. Miller when he arrives here, right? I'll do it in the morning, as I must attend a meeting for Sandra after lunch.
Well, Kim, don't forget to ask Len to check the report for you before giving it to Mr. Miller. You shouldn't do anything without your supervisor's permission.
Oh, but Len isn't coming back to New York until Tuesday. He's at the Louisiana office, you know.
Number 1. To whom will the woman hand in the report? Number 2. What is the woman planning to do in the afternoon? Number 3. What is mentioned about Len? Questions 1 and 2 refer to the following conversation.
Maybe you can help me, Liz. I need more people to help with the preparations for the company festival next month.
I can ask some staff members in my section. I'm pretty sure some of them can help you during the weekend.
Number 1. What does the man require help with? Number 2. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 3 and 4 refer to the following conversation.
I heard that our company is planning a merger with one of our biggest competitors.
I'm afraid you're right. I'm worried about how smooth the transition will be. I imagine that there will be a lot of changes in order to consolidate the two companies.
Number 3. Who are the speakers? Number 4. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Questions 5 and 6 refer to the following conversation.
Judy, what happened to our paper shredder? Is it still out of order?
Unfortunately, yes. As a matter of fact, I called for technical support yesterday, but as the problem was too complex, the technician couldn't fix it on the spot.
That's quite serious. Why don't you ask the manager to replace it with a new one?
I'll talk to the manager about it right away. Thank you for your advice.
Number 5. What are the speakers discussing? Number 6. What will the woman probably do next?